Hi, everyone.
Welcome back. I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Lara, and you are listening to Too Niche.
This is our silly little haul show where we pick a topic du jour and we haul it.
And today we're returning to an old faithful. We've done the research, we've done the deep dives, we've gathered the evidence, and we are delving back into an all-time favorite dark haul.
TikTok conspiracy theories. Okay, everybody, it's an emergency Too Niche effect that we're just throwing in at the top of this episode because it's important and you see something, you gotta say something.
So important to spread Too Niche awareness wherever we go. We wouldn't be doing our jobs if we left this out of the app.
Okay, so watching VPR last night, thoroughly entertained, about quarter or so of the way through the show, we have the ladies sitting down to dinner, and Sheena begins to admire a bag of Lala's.
And I noticed that Lala's holding what seems to be the rhinestone Alexander Wang mini purse. But then Sheena says something that gets my ears abuzz. She says, "Is that the purse I talked about on my Amazon Live?" And Lala confirms that it is, in fact, a purse from Amazon.
And then there's a bit of discourse around it looking exactly like the Alexander Wang one that Katie has. And I thought to myself, this sounds like a familiar conversation. One that was had over here on Too Niche on our January 25th episode of 2023, our celebration of Jeff Bezos, the Amazon haul.
And once again, we find Too Niche being ahead of the curve, as per usual. So we just wanted to call out that bit of synchronicity. Elizabeth, I have to tip my hat to you for finding this amazing purse and putting it on my radar. And I think kind of putting it on Sheena's radar as well.
I like to think so, yeah. It's a great buy. It's a must-have for anybody's wardrobe who needs like a tiny bit of glitz for under $30. So I highly recommend. I felt very life affirming to have Lala, not really like my style icon per se, but it was nice to see her cosign. And more so, it was just life affirming in general.
Indeed.
Just a sign that we're on the right path, a sign that there's good things to come, both for this upcoming season of VPR and in life.
Yeah, Q1 is off to a great start here in Too Niche land.
So we just had to call that out. And now on to the haul at hand. So the thing about this one in 2024, upon first glance, they weren't fun like they were in 2023. In 2023, we had the Selena Haley Kylie trifecta. We had Britney AI. We had Will Smith playing many characters on the world stage. We had Gaylor. 2024, the conspiracies in the category of dark haul.
2024 hasn't had time to marinate and give us like a wealth of celebrity conspiracy theories, but it's also just reflective of the time we're in because we have in place of those a lot of alien conspiracy theories, a lot of like World War III conspiracy theories, and we do have one prevalent celebrity conspiracy theory that kind of is the fun entree to the rest of the dark ones.
Yeah, so I think we should start with that one, hands down.
Yeah.
So if you joined us last year for our TikTok conspiracy theory haul, you'll know that the Gaylor theories were abundant.
So loud that some may say she had no choice but to pivot and do the straightest thing a young woman can do with her life.
Date a football player. So I want to touch on the gala of it all first and foremost. January 4th, a New York Times article came out that deep dived into the Gaylor coding within Taylor's lyrics, which sort of felt a little late to me. Mm-hmm. And it felt like that said reporter might have had like a little too much time on their hands over the holidays and then just like found their way into like a Gaylor corner of TikTok and was like, there's an article here.
Interesting from the New York Times, but
that's my theory. It just felt like that's what happened. But then Taylor team came out and released a statement saying that the theme of the article was false and rude and like all this stuff. All this to say, she's been very much in the news with her boyfriend, Travis Kelce. And the theories are abound in terms of what's happening there.
So where do we start with them?
I mean, there's a few. So just like to broad strokes it before we get fully into it, there's a theory that her dating Travis Kelce is the NFL's attempt at making him the face of the NFL. Two, that she's trying to, and this is a huge what, trying to expand her reach. That Big Pharma is involved.
Interesting.
That the NFL is rigged and that there is this behind the scenes deal to like get the NFL into like more popularity.
I mean, I think that a lot of those things just organically happen because of the relationship. Like when two really rich and famous people merge, it is like a modern day like business merging because it helps both of their paychecks in the end. Like she does get exposed to a larger audience that might not be fucking with her, and so does he. And then suddenly like women caring about the NFL, which I do think is like a demographic that the NFL hasn't hit, that I do think that they are and have been trying to hit for a long time, because women are revenue drivers. They like are loyal, they buy things, and they can like help a company's bottom line. I don't know if it's rigged. Like, I believe that their love is real.
I do too.
I don't think it's rigged. It does make me feel like warm and fuzzy to see them hug and kiss each other.
It's very Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince.
It really is. And I just am like enjoying it for what it is, and knowing that it's also just like, I'm not going to read into it too much.
Like a tumbleweed blowing in an early spring wind, Sexy Unique Podcast is back on tour with a brand new show, an immersive musical comedy erotic spectacular that will debut on February 25th in L.A., Los Angeles.
Yeehaw! Then, what in tarnation? Carrie and I will be hitting the dusty trails, parking our steeds in Oklahoma City on March 1st. Then, on to the Lone Star State for two shows, Dallas-Fort Worth on March 2nd and Austin, Texas, March 4th.
Us cowgirls are ready to lay down the law, so come get in line because it's time to two-step.
Giddy up on over to sexyuniquepodcast.com right now and get your tickets while they're still hotter in Hades. That's sexyuniquepodcast.com for tickets for the Texas tour.
I'm going to play one of these theories so we can go a little deeper in.
Okay, go.
I'm about to talk about Taylor Swift. So if you are sick of that shit, keep scrolling. Okay, I don't believe that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are a real thing. Heads up, I met a conspiracy theorist on Sunday, so maybe he's rubbing off on me.
The refs are like, they're bionic now.
Here is my whack job theory on Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. The NFL is making or has made Travis Kelce the face of the NFL. Kelce has deals with Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the NFL, Pfizer, who spends over $100 million per year advertising with the NFL, and DirecTV, who is the number one provider of the NFL cable-wise. And they just added Red Zone this year for the first time ever. In addition, the NFL just asked Taylor Swift to perform at halftime of the Super Bowl this year, which she declined. My theory is pretty simple. The NFL said, why don't we get Taylor Swift, the biggest name in the universe right now, to date the face of our league, Travis Kelce. That way, our biggest star, our top three sponsors, and our league are the center of the entertainment universe in the heart of football season. And whether this is true or not, you can't argue that it's worked. Not even it's working, it worked. Look at some of these stats from Front Office Sports. 400% spike in Travis Kelce jersey sales. Kelce's podcast ranks number one on Apple. Kelce added 383,000 Instagram followers. 24.3 million viewers watched that game this week. 63% jump in female viewership from age 18 to 49. 3x increase in Chiefs searches on the web. 3x increase in Chiefs sales on StubHub. And the Chiefs sold more tickets in a single day since the start of the season. That is Taylor Swift going to one game for Travis Kelce. I think the master plan was to hopefully get Kansas City in the Super Bowl again, which is always a possibility, and then to have Taylor Swift perform at halftime. She declined doing the halftime, but she took whatever the hell the deal was to date Travis Kelce in the middle of the football season. That's my whack job theory, because I don't believe these two are actually into each other, but what the hell do I know? Loving him was red.
I don't believe this guy at all. I don't think that Taylor's like, she doesn't need a deal from the NFL to like do anything for her. So it doesn't make sense that she would even take that. I think that this is like mostly just another sign of the Taylor economy effect of like when she gets involved with something, it makes that thing a million times more popular. And he is just like, riding the, this is like the name of the fame game in football. There's always like one player that like is really popular at any given time. Like last year, wasn't it like Patrick Mahomes or someone like else from the Chiefs previously who was like the big superstar? Now it's Travis Kelce. Also, he's retiring after this Super Bowl. So like he's like not even going to be in the mix.
Also, like, who else is Taylor going to date? Like, it makes sense to me that she's going to end up dating someone who is also at the top of their game.
Yeah.
Because they have that in common. They're both operating at the highest level possible. There's a handful of people in this universe who are doing that. Hence, like, that's the dating pool.
Totally.
She's not going to date somebody who's, like, regular.
No, she's already done that. And it didn't work out.
But he wasn't even. He was like an actor.
Yeah, but he wasn't
on the world stage.
He wasn't like at her same level.
Right. Well, no one is.
Yeah.
He's actually like one of the few who is. So to me, it just makes sense. And I also think it's misogynistic.
Definitely.
To negate the popularity into some scheme.
Yeah, to be like, she needed this. It's like, no, she definitely doesn't. She literally doesn't need anything.
So, second theory on this is that, and this came from those who shall not be named Fox News, in claiming that Taylor is a psyop for the Democratic Party, and that Big Pharma and the Democrats are basically bringing Travis and Taylor together. And I'm not going to play that clip, but I want to play a clip that refutes this.
Fox News accused Taylor Swift of being a Pentagon psyop asset. And then the Pentagon, which is the Department of Defense, which is the Army, responds in Taylor Swift lyrics saying, as for this conspiracy theory, we're going to shake it off. But that does highlight we are still going to need Congress to approve our supplemental budget request as swiftly as possible so we can be out of the woods with potential fiscal concerns. They thought they were being so cunt with that, I swear to God. That supplemental budget totals to $850 billion. $850 billion. We don't have universal healthcare. We don't have free public college. And now the Pentagon is asking for Congress to approve their budget more quickly in a Taylor Swift pun. I hate it here.
Guys, life, this is the end. End times are nigh. That is a sign of the apocalypse, if I've ever heard one.
Exactly. That actually proves half of the conspiracy theories that we're covering today. It is.
If anything, Taylor knows that the apocalypse is nigh. So she's gotten with the strongest man she can find, is going to help him get as much money as they can possibly get so that they can create a bunker that is nuclear fallout proof and live the rest of their lives together after he wins the Super Bowl and after her Eras tour concludes.
Underground.
Yeah.
But that, the first claim was like a think piece on actual television. And then the second part, refuting it, was the actual government quoting lyrics from a Taylor Swift songs. We need help.
We do. Taylor does have like a lot of influence, obviously. Like there was some research that showed that like whoever she endorses for the election like does make a huge difference. But like at this point, I'm ready for Taylor to enter her Rachel Goes Rogue era and not endorse anyone or just endorse Marianne Williamson. I want her to like throw everything. I want her to not endorse the election. I want Travis Kelce and the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl and then to retire and then to come out guns blazing talking about CTE and like the dangers of playing football and like denounce the NFL and like take it down entirely from the inside out.
That's the only way.
Yeah, I'm ready for her to go like fully rogue.
You know what I say to that? You are so on, girlfriend.
Thank you. I support her going rogue and only going rogue.
Yeah, I don't see that, though. I think that for the Taylor history buffs out there, we know that she stayed quiet for so long. And then part of her like rebrand era was to take a stance on politics. And so now she's sort of like, once you go there, it's hard to take it back.
I know, but this is now like, I feel like either side, I mean, I feel like shilling for the Democrats at this point, sorry to take it to this place, but it's like, that's a sellout, disingenuous sellout move. Like there, no one could truly come forward and be like, I'm so pro Biden. Like there's just no way.
I think the smartest thing for her to do is issues based and like, tackle a specific issues that are important to her and go that route.
I root for rogue and rogue only.
I'm all for Roe v. Way, you know? Like, so that's what I think she should do. Like, pick an issue that's close to her heart, an easy one, reproductive rights.
I would love like a Swifty insurrection. Like, what's the insurrection, but like the Swifties version?
It's like everybody wears red on the 13th and like snake swaps emojis the White House page.
Bracelets that say yeah. January 6th. Yeah.
Something. I don't know. But it's, I think that it's hard to be like so representative of a culture at this time because it's going to go political regardless. And I don't think that like either of them are trying to be. But then you incorporate the Pfizer of it all and the Budweiser of it all and like the NFL of it all. And it's just like there's a lot of big business involved in these two people's romance. And it's tough not to speculate. But I think that it's just a cute little love coupling. And that's where I stand with it.
Yeah, I think it's two very famous celebrities in their own right who, by coming together, stand to make even more money and get bigger brand deals. And that's kind of like, may we all meet someone who helps us get multi-million dollar brand deals.
That helps us to monetize.
Yeah, the best relationship in this late stage capitalist hellscape is one where you get dicked down and fall in love and line your pockets.
Amen. Okay, so speaking of the Super Bowl, we've got a Super Bowl related theory. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Rihanna made a horrible mistake at her halftime show by reinforcing the crazy conspiracy theory that the Super Bowl is actually a live satanic ritual hosted by the elites to show off their power and influence to the peasants watching. And that every year the performer must flash the crowd a demonic or evil symbol of the Illuminati if they want to perform. Beyonce put up the same exact symbol to the crowd at her Super Bowl halftime show and was all over the news the next day for it.
Conspiracy theorists believe that Beyonce signaled that she's part of a secret society.
Some claim that's just the Rock Nation symbol, but why would other celebrities who aren't affiliated with Rock Nation at all flash it? Stop making excuses for them. That doesn't relate to the 2018 show. He had a giant silhouette of Satan laughing at the crowd with his tail. They played it off like a guy playing the guitar. At Madonna's 2012 show, she was moving her body to show symbolism and wearing the Illuminati owl crown on her head. This was insane. J-Lo's costume was showing this evil satanic goat, and she was showing the horns with her head, too. Look at her costume, though. You can't tell me those are two eyes and a nose and then antlers going up. The Weeknd's dancers are literally wearing such similar outfits to the exact same ones they would do in a satanic ritual. You can't tell me the whole thing didn't look demonic as hell. Literally. Before I show you the craziest part, make sure you follow us. You finally know the craziest conspiracy theories about each of these celebrities and be in the know and request who you want to see next. Have you ever wondered why the Super Bowl is even called the Super Bowl? Because if you just move over the B, it actually spells Superb Owl, which is the... Seriously, though, the same exact demonic owl that Madonna was wearing on her head and one of the main species of animals that symbolizes satanic worship.
Okay.
I'd love this kid to get out of the house more.
Just like a walk around the block.
This peasant will likely not be watching the Super Bowl. I'm speaking
you
about
are?
Me.
Yeah, you?
No.
Okay.
I don't really, like, why? I watch the, who's even performing at halftime?
Usher.
It's a pass for me.
I'm going to watch the halftime, because I always do, but I disengage from it all.
Yeah. I watch, otherwise, like, Rihanna's halftime.
I mean, if every choreographer and every single person selected to perform at the halftime show was actually all in the secret Illuminati society, that would be some pretty impressive organization. And touching grass, I think, is in order.
He left out Gaga's performance. What satanic ritual did she do? And Katy Perry, what did she do?
Obviously... That's like and follow for part two.
But I love like reading into something too much in this way. Superb Owl 2024. Keep your eyes peeled.
I mean, this one is, I like it because it's topical. It's timely. Mm-hmm. It's a fun deep dive. It's a fun thing to keep your eye out for when like reviewing all of the halftime performances, but
it's creative.
What is like the root, do you think, of the Illuminati obsession? Is it like people having trouble with other people's being successful and in the public eye, so they must have sold their soul to the devil in order to have that success?
I think it's like people not being able to like comprehend the level of like fame and fortune that some people have. So it's an easy or a more digestible explanation for like how people become so famous, because it is kind of like, how the fuck does that happen? Like, it's not comprehensible to like a normal person. Yeah. And it's just like lore and like funny. I don't think like a satanic cabal of like Illuminati is controlling these celebrities' every moves. But I don't know.
But if they are.
My friend directed a really cool movie that was out late last year about this artist, Tierra Whack, who's like a musician. And it's a documentary, but also it's also like a feature film. It's like it starts as a documentary and then kind of delves off, but it is all about like her come up and like possible ties to the Illuminati. And I thought it was really well done. And like, if anyone's an Illuminati head or they like love that kind of discourse and want to see kind of like a noir thriller documentary about it featuring like a really cool artist, you should check out Cypher. It's on Hulu.
I guess I am kind of Illuminati head. Like, I'm really fascinated by the lore of it all. So I have to check that out.
Yeah, you'll have to watch it.
Next, we have something called the 2020 effect, which basically, there's a whole corner of TikTok that claims that the 2020 effect is the messed up perception of time that happened because time moved slower during 2020 due to lockdown and isolation.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that 2020 was now 4 years ago and 2017 will now be 7 years ago, but it only feels like three because pre-lockdown memories feel closer to the present than actual lockdown was.
So true.
Everybody is in sort of this like time space confusion, which doesn't really feel so much of a conspiracy to me as just like that's what happened and it just makes sense.
Just like 2018 and 2019 feel so accessible to me as far as like what was going on culturally, like movies at that time, news, pop culture shit at that time. And then to think that it was like 5 and 6 years ago, respectively, is like, what the fuck? Like, I don't understand what time is anymore. Yeah.
Also, I think like 2020, no matter how you slice it, was traumatic for everybody. And I think it makes sense to have, when it was like one thing after another, we blacked it out because if we really sit in it, it's re-traumatizing.
It was too much.
Too much.
I think I fugued for part of 2020. Like, there was a definite time. It might have been like July to October where I literally was in like autopilot fugue state and then like kind of woke up in October one day and was like, it's October. Crazy.
Yeah. No, yeah. It was crazy. So it's being deemed the 2020 effect. I just think it's like normal human response to challenging times.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a corner to peruse if anybody feels like getting a Gen Z take on the matter.
Yeah. I think if anything, we're getting closer and closer to like accepting that we're in a simulation and that there are like no rules and you just like make your own destiny somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the 2020 effect is kind of part of that in some way.
Yeah, that speaks to, hold on, wait, it's not on my list, but I did find a TikTok that has a theory that I'm going to try to find for us right now. Okay, I'm going to press play. I think it might be this one.
You know what the darkest conspiracy theory about aliens is?
I don't know if I'm ready for it.
That Earth is essentially a farm and human beings are the vessels that contain souls and they want us because this is how they create souls. And so they're farming us. They've created us. Mm-hmm. So we started off as primates and through some sort of genetic intervention, I'm not saying I believe this. I'm just saying that this is like top of the food chain, put your tinfoil hat on super tight. That they farm us, and that the whole reason why human beings are involved in this conflict, constant conflict, is to increase our competition with each other, increase our ability to control resources, which will increase our technology, which will ultimately lead to us creating this being that we're going to create, this artificially intelligent super god.
Thoughts, feelings? That was from a Mr. Joe Rogan.
Why do we have to be farmed to create that?
I think it's more so like they're farming us to create the technology, which is sort of happening.
Why can't they just do it? We are essential. We're the beans.
We're
the seeds. Interesting.
Yeah. We're essential workers here on Earth.
I do think we're on the cusp of like crazy AI revolutions and like technological leaps and bounds beyond our wildest comprehension.
I don't think it's accurate, but I had to share it nonetheless.
But I like it. I like to know what people are saying.
That's how I feel. Like, I think that, like, I actually am like, I have fun with this call because it's fun to deep dive into ideas that I wouldn't think about. But I also want to be responsible with it because I don't like perpetuating these wild theories that have no basis in reality. Caveat, just to say that. I think, though, like, it's always good to take the temp, as we like to say. See what's out there.
Yeah, I like to know that. I don't know about being farmed, but I do think we will create some sort of conscious AI at some point. I mean, scientists recently created a brain in a lab. Like, they just, like, grew a brain, and then they're connecting, like, AI like electrodes to it, and then like it would essentially, if things work out, be like sentient and like have consciousness. But that's also crazy. I mean, just the thought, I read some long form piece about scientists discovering like what consciousness is, and I can't repeat what I learned because I didn't retain much of it, but I do remember being like, whoa, like just the figuring out like what consciousness is. I feel like we're getting closer to understanding that.
And to piggyback on that, today Elon Musk's Neuralink put their first human brain implant. They're like testing it on their first person as of now.
That seems pretty cool. It's like for people, I guess, like the first people who would have access to it are people who've like lost limbs or lost like neurocognitive abilities with like their limbs. So that's great. I think it's like
technological advancement.
Yeah.
Why not? Niche.
I think anything that helps people like overcome biases such as that, like that disabled people experience, or like to put everyone on a more equitable playing field just from like an ability perspective, is like a good thing.
Definitely. No, it's really, I mean, it's revolutionary. It's really interesting. It's going to change everything. And it's interesting that we're alive during this time and watching it happen.
Yeah. Would I want a microchip in my brain? No. Not right now, but
I want like a V2.
I want like them to create some sort of plastic surgery microchip that like tells your cells to like reverse age and your skin to tighten and like more collagen production. Like, I would love to just be like, do like a boop, and then it like does like a full collagen boost. A whole tightening a la Death Becomes Her, like tightens all the skin, and then you're just like glowing from the inside out.
I don't think we're that far off.
I know.
Okay, so now we have this next one, a la Roseanne Barr.
Roseanne's talking about going rogue. Roseanne has been rogue for a minute now, but she did like a podcast circuit recently where I'm sure she spewed a bunch of nonsense, but then she did say this one thing that like stuck with me, and we were like, it was bouncing around in several text chains.
Roseanne Barr, did you see what she said today? She said she doesn't see a 2024 election even happening in the United States.
I don't think we're going to have no election.
You want to bet money?
I'll bet.
How much?
I'll bet big. I don't think we're going to have
$1,000.
All right.
Shake hands.
I do not want to hear that.
I mean, it's possible because if Russia does technically declare war or we declare war, then he can stay in.
Right. He could declare martial law, or you could literally go into the War Powers Act, which then takes him out of the occasion. And then you have an entire emergency set up right now.
Not no election.
I would not like that to happen.
No.
I mean, either way looks bad right now, whether there is an election or no election. It's like pick the lesser of two evils. I can't really say what that is at this juncture, but I don't think having no election in times such as these is the correct outcome.
No, when martial law is in effect, the military commander of an area or country has unlimited authority to make and enforce laws, which means that we'd have to be in like a pretty bad situation in order for that to take effect. So I'm hoping for a no. And I also am not really clocking much of what Roseanne has to say, although I was a huge fan of the sitcom. It's just one of those taking the temperature read.
Yeah, she's a bit fringe at this point, but I do find some stuff entertaining and some stuff I'm like, whoa, okay.
Ooh, that would be crazy.
How it's the mighty true. Have fallen.
Well, she has $1,000 on it, so like watch this space.
Yeah. Talking about space.
Yeah. So this one is a really widely spread TikTok. I would say that if you're in the corner of TikTok that is conspiracy leaning, the main one you're going to get is this. So I'm going to play it.
Why did NASA stop exploring the ocean? NASA started exploring the deep sea in 1958, but stopped in 1978. After that, they started working on getting us off the planet. They even detonate a massive explosion in the ocean in 2021. What did they discover down there? What are they so afraid of? Why did NASA stop?
Okay, so apparently NASA, they're saying that NASA found something so crazy in the ocean that they were like, let's now explore space because we have to figure out how to get out of Earth.
I think that those TikToks that are made by like, who makes those TikToks?
AI?
Like robot. Yeah. I think that those are so sinister. I always get really freaked out when I see one. Like they'll pop up every once in a while in your algorithm and it will be like the one popped up recently that was clearly like computer generated. And it was all in the service of selling like a supplement to women that will make your boobs bigger. But like the way it was presented was so bizarre. It was like a man squeegeeing off like a window. So it's like you get the soothing like squeegee. But then it was like text of a Victoria's Secret model, like saying her experience being a mom. It was like, this is like trying to tap into some like lizard brain, like,
oh, yeah,
shit to sell this stuff. But it's like so and weird
TikTok
that those are allowed.
Is. Now it says if it's been AI generated or not. But I did a very simple Google search. NASA is still continuing to explore the ocean. It's very evident on their website. They're very transparent about the different missions that they have. And they never stopped. So debunked.
When James Cameron stops exploring the ocean, let me know. Because then I'll be a little bit sus. Okay?
That's right. That's right. But it's, I don't know. It gets into the conversation of free speech. It gets into the conversation of, as you said, with these like AI generated videos, like where's the end game with this?
Yeah. I don't like it.
Me neither. That one's a sheesh for sure. And not true. Happy to say. Also, it's just so hilarious to be like, they found something so crazy that they were like, space it is.
Yeah, then what was it? Where's the report? Name them.
We're not allowed to know. The rumors and the nastiness.
About the ocean.
What else?
Something popped up on my, like on a text chain or something about health insurance that was like a TikTok. It was like a Instagram post that was circulating that was like an Instagram post of a TikTok, which is always like a little bit sus. And I couldn't find the original creator's video. And then when I searched on TikTok, it was being shared by mostly like far right accounts. Mm. So I don't know if this is real or not, but interesting nonetheless, because it deals with something we all hope to have and have to have, and that's health insurance.
Y'all need to check your insurance policies. Listen to this.
This is something that made me go, As you may know, I have had my insurance license in the state of California for over a decade. And when I was reviewing policies for 2024, I noticed this new exclusion. Look here, this is under exclusions and expenses not covered on a 2024 Cigna health policy. Treatment of an injury or sickness which is due to war, declared or undeclared, riot or insurrection. This is not typical. This is an insurance policy from United last year for 2023. And the language typically reads like this: what happens with my coverage under extraordinary circumstances? And it says in cases of disaster, epidemic, war, riot, insurrection, that they will do their best to provide the services you need. But now take a look at United's 2024 health insurance policy, another exclusion, T, war. We do not cover an illness, treatment, or medical condition due to war, declared or undeclared. Cigna and United aren't the only ones that have changed their language excluding war from their policies. Anthem has also done this. And it just makes you wonder, why in the world would that be the case?
Well, that's uplifting.
I don't love that. I mean, health insurance companies are the fucking devil. Like, they are some of the worst, I truly believe the worst people on the face of the planet created and run them. But like, this is a new low. Couldn't you just say everything is undeclared war?
Right. I mean, technically they're just reading the room and protecting their asses. It's not great. We don't love it.
Insurance.
Me too. It's truly.
It's such a racket.
That's frightening.
Yeah.
And I hate it. And read the fine print always, I guess. But it doesn't bode well for this peasant era of ours. Like,
all insurance companies are saying you're not covered from war.
Hmm. Great.
It's an every man for himself. It's a stockpile your money. It's a buy some silver and gold, hide it away. Get a
it's
gun.
It's bro down with Taylor and Travis and get into their bunker status.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a bit move to the countryside and start the homestead, herbs and tinctures, and learn how to do basic nursing skills. And
yes,
in case of emergency procedures,
healings, RN, psychedelics. Those types
so
of things.
I didn't love that.
I didn't either. To be honest, as I said at the beginning, I felt like 2023's conspiracy theories were way more fun.
Yeah. But now the shit's getting serious.
It's like real
Pluto's
serious.
Pluto's entering Aquarius and shit's going off the fucking rails.
Yeah. But that being said, my personal favorite corner of TikTok right now, I've found just Taurus, which is my astro sign. I just get fed constant Taurus leaning content, and that's been nice and uplifting.
Oh,
and
I like
it feels
that.
You know, it's all about me, so I like
okay,
that.
I need to do that.
What's your algorithm bringing you these days?
Well, I shudder to think now that I've spent a lot of time trying to find these TikTok videos. Like, I want to get away from that. I would also like to get away from like deep sea TikTok, which was really up in my algorithm as of late. So I need to change. I need to change the algo to Gemini facts. I think any animals I'm always welcome. Pugs. I'm always trying to get more pug content in the algo. Working out and like building muscle. I'm trying to get like protein tips in the algo.
Face massage,
positive mindset, law of attraction. I'm trying to go a little more positive in the algo.
That's really the only thing I think we can do. If we're going to be on the screens, then we need to like make the screens work for us.
Needs to be like self-improvement, but not the self-improvement that's like a woman writing things down on a notepad with like stick figures and arrows. Have you seen those videos?
No.
Okay. There's like a whole corner of TikTok that's like how to break negative patterns. And it's like, this is blah, blah, blah. And like they do like a weird like map, which I think is like they're doing some sort of like neuro-linguistic programming on you, or there's something to do. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like increasing muscle mass, like getting fucking ripped, biohacking, positivity, positive mindset.
Don't die stuff.
Don't die and pugs.
That sounds like the right type of zone to be in. Okay, I want to share something that's my favorite this time of year, that I'm burning this candle at the moment. And it is a niche find. Trader Joe's has their rose scented candle for $3.99. That is like a crisp, non-complex rose scent that I very much enjoy. That's very budget friendly. The vessel isn't cute, but that's okay. But they're there now, and I wanted to shout that out sort of as like a palate cleanse to the darkness of the hall.
I love a cheap candle rack. At first, when you had shown this candle to me offline, you were like, I just got this candle for $3.99, and I thought you meant $399, and I got so unreasonably excited because it really ignited like my place of need with expensive candles. But I recently had an unfortunate instance of sometimes things that are expensive are worse. And that is, I bought a candle for a pretty penny. I want to say it was like $150 or something. And the throw has not been good. And the wick just literally burned itself into a nub, and during the burn buried its own self alive under wax.
No.
Never to be heard from again. And I was like, how are you going to actually be doing this? So I would say, mad at then, your chic beer on my fucking shit list. And I would direct everyone to Trader Joe's for a palate cleansing $3.99 candle.
People love the Mad at Elen. I didn't even know how to pronounce that. But I've seen it, and that's been the rec. And I've been like, that feels out of my price range.
I was very excited to get into a place of spend with them on a recent trip to Candle Delirium. And I have to say, I am really unimpressed with this offering. I don't know if I just got a bad candle, like a dud, or what's going on, but I don't love it.
Get Candle Delirium on the line and say, I'm sorry, sir, but
I need to take it into the emergency room, and they need to do a little surgical procedure on it.
The other candle that's a bit more spendy that I just finished that I'm obsessed with is the Flamingo Estates tomato candle.
I love the scent of that, but I also had a bad burn experience with that where
Was it their V1? Because I had gotten the first branding round of it, no throw, not great, didn't love. But then they rebranded them and they're way better.
Okay, maybe it was a V1 mistake.
But I love it, and I was sad to see it finish.
I've been burning a candle in my bedroom that's the Maison Margiela bubble bath candle, and it is truly transports me to such a place of peace and happiness I can't even begin to explain.
Really?
It smells bubbly, like bubble bath, lavender, water. Like every time I even smell it, I'm like, God, what does that smell? I feel like a child. Like I'm so happy. I've never known such peace. And then I realize it's a candle that I have that's sitting by my bed.
That's the mark of a good candle, the transportation.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wondering. I didn't know how bubble bath smelled, so...
I have it as a perfume, like a personal scent. And then I was like, I need this as a candle because I just like need this scent expression in my life. And it has been the best purchase candle wise of the year so far.
Oh, great. Okay. This is good to know. I'm going to have to pick that one up. I'm happy we did a little mini candle haul because the Nishtas have been asking.
Yeah.
And also the darkness of the conspiracy haul needed a major palate cleanse.
Yeah, just stockpile your money, buy an expensive candle, light it, and game plan for the apocalypse in World War III.
Yeah, just make sure you've got a great scent.
That's all you can really hope for. As the world burns, let it the flames light the wick of your gorgeous candle and at least breathe in the delicious scents of something familiar and lovely that transports you to a place before you are turned to dust.
There you go. And with that, stay niche.
Stay niche.
Bye. Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at @this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to HigherDose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.